In Duckville Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramp so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pilot Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
We all love Pilot, but sometimes we have to do things that he doesn't like. Like the other morning.
Edith, what's that awful smell? It must be the drains again. I'll have to get them cleaned out.
I think you'll find that the smell is not coming from the drains, Gramps. It was smelly in the shed yesterday. It seemed to me that the smell was coming from the dog.
I think you're right. When Pilot came to wake me for breakfast this morning, there was a terrible smell in my bedroom.
Looks like the smell must be the dog. He's going to need a bath.
Well, I'm not going to tell him.
No, it's okay, Edith. I'll take Pilot to Poppy's poodle parlour when you're in school. He can have a bath and a haircut.
When I got home from school, I looked for Pilot. Pilot! Pilot! Gramps and Arthur were sitting in the kitchen looking gloomy. What's wrong? Where's Pilot?
He's not home yet. There was a bit of a problem at the poodle parlour. The owner took one look at Pilot and thought he was a lion. All that fur round his neck does look like a mane.
Then she smelled him. And she said he smelled like a lion.
She made him wait outside. We went into the poodle parlour to explain he was a dog.
And that's when the problems really started.
Why?
When we got outside again, Pilot was gone.
A woman said she saw him go into the park. He'll be home in a bit when he's had a sniff round the park.
Of course he will. It's his tea time soon. Pilot won't miss a meal.
Pilot didn't come back for his tea. I couldn't eat much because I was so worried about him. We were thinking about phoning the police when news came on the radio.
There is news just coming in that visitors to Duckpool Park have seen a lion on the loose. We are going live now to Duckpool Park, where our reporter is talking to Constable Wire.
Constable Wire, what advice do you have for people living near the park?
Lock your doors and keep children and pets indoors. Do not approach the lion. It could be dangerous.
Is it correct that a man coming from the butcher's shop had his sausages snatched by the lion?
That is correct.
Perhaps it's just a sausage dog.
A lion can't be loose in the park.
What are the police doing to catch this lion?
We are bringing in extra police to search the area, but they haven't arrived yet. It's just me.
Then I realised it wasn't a lion in the park. It was Pilot, and the police were looking for him.
Oh, won't be much to find if the lion's eaten him.
There isn't a lion, Arthur. It's Pilot.
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the Mud Zoo. Save the day.
When we got to the park, a police constable was standing guard at the gate.
Keep back! Keep back! There's a lion on the loose! Don't panic! Keep back!
Constable!
What? Don't sneak up on me! You made me jump!
Constable, our dog is in the park.
You can't go in there. There's a lion in there.
It's not a lion. It's our dog, Pilot.
You've got a dog that looks like a lion. What does it eat?
Policemen.
He loves sausages and biscuits and cheese.
Stop, you're making me hungry. Right, let's find this lion dog of yours.
He'll be in the bushes somewhere. He likes to chase the birds and squirrels.
Can he climb trees?
No, he's a dog.
Sorry, I keep thinking of a lion.
We walked into the park with the policeman.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away. It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again!
Pila! 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 Are you there? Come on, boy, it's tea time.
I heard a rustle behind me. Pila ran out of the bush, carrying some sausages.
No! What's that? Is it a lion?
It's my dog, Pila. He just looks a bit like a lion.
Come here, Pila, you daft dog.
Pila ran over to us and leapt on Gramps.
Get off, you smelly dog. What's he rolled in? He smells horrible. Get down, Pila. Lie down. Lie down.
Oh, lovely smells in the park. Oh, lots of stuff to roll in. Oh.
Pila lay down panting. He was very pleased to see us.
Hey, is he a lion dog? Because he likes lying down. Get it? Lying down. Lying down.
All right. Come on, Pila, you smelly dog. You are going to Poppy's Poodle Parlour. And this time, you are not running away.
I don't smell. Ooh, get off!
So that's what we did.
At the poodle parlour, Pila was bathed and trimmed and teased and groomed and tweaked and spruced and moosed and sprayed until he looked beautiful.
We've done it!
Again!
We've done it!
Again!
It's sorted!
Again! Till tomorrow!
Back home, he lay down in front of the fire.
I'm frozen.
I think Pila looks a bit cold with half his hair cut off. I'll put one of your jumpers on him, Gramps.
Oh, get off! I look a real prawn.
Pila, you smell lovely, and with your new haircut, no one is going to think you're a lion.
No one's going to think I'm a dog. It's a dog's life, a dog's life.
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
Enough for two.
Join us all here in the